I would like to discuss the tragic loss of lives and the strike on the hospital in Kunduz. By way of background, U.S. Special Operations Forces have been providing training, advice, and assistance to Afghan National Defense Forces who had been engaged in a tenacious fight with the Taliban. On Saturday morning, our forces provided close air support to Afghan forces at their request. To be clear, the decision to provide aerial fires was a U.S. decision made within the U.S. chain of command. A hospital was mistakenly struck. We would never intentionally target a protected medical facility. I must allow the investigation to take its course, and therefore I'm not at liberty to discuss further specifics at this time. However, I assure you that the investigation will be thorough, objective, and transparent. I'd also like to remind the committee and the American people that we continue to make extraordinary efforts to protect civilians. No military in history has done more to avoid harming innocents. We've readily assumed greater risks to our own forces in order to protect non-combatants. To prevent any future incidents of this nature, I've directed the entire force to undergo in-depth training in order to review all of our operational authorities and rules of engagement. Our record stands in stark contrast to the actions of the Taliban. They've repeatedly violated the laws of war by intentionally targeting civilians. The United Nations attributes more than 70% of the non-combatants killed and wounded in this war to the Taliban.